48DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
CBS News Brief. President Biden vowing to respond after three American service members were killed in a drone attack on a base in Jordan. The National Security Council's John Kirby tells CBS News.
The president has added force capability to the Middle East. I don't have any force posture changes to announce today, but I can assure you that he'll make the decisions as commander-in-chief as appropriate to make sure we can continue to defend ourselves.
The U.S. and several other countries have paused financial support for the U.N.'s Palestinian Relief Agency after allegations some staffers were involved in Hamas attacks in Israel. CBS's Deborah Pata interpreting for a woman in Gaza.
On top of the constant hunger, now they cut our aid. What did we do wrong?
Quarterback Brock Purdy on the 49ers' big win over Detroit.
Went out. We all knew what we had to do. Season's on the line. We're down 17. So I think everybody stepped up, and when we played really good complimentary team football from there.
San Francisco and Kansas City will face off at the Super Bowl. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin lawmakers have until the end of next month to put up $7.5 million in matching funds to move to the next step in being a regional federal tech hub. Lisa Johnson heads the group leading the effort. She tells WISN-TV's Upfront she's encouraged by the bipartisan support.
Even though our biohealth industries tend to be in Madison and Milwaukee, we have entrepreneurs throughout the state. We have manufacturing throughout the state.
The Joint Finance Committee is scheduled to take up the matching funds this week. Vaping in Wisconsin is among the lowest in the United States, according to a new study. Forbes Advisory ranks Wisconsin number 40 in the nation for e-cigarette use. Only 3.3% of Wisconsin adults tell the study they vape every day. The national average is 3.8%. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Bitcoin scams are on the rise again. The Wisconsin Rapids Police Department has seen a recent increase. These scams often include convincing a person their accounts have been compromised or hacked and they need to transfer funds into a Bitcoin machine, often located at a local gas station. Even if it seems legitimate, the PD always recommends second-guessing if anyone is asking you to pay in Bitcoin. If you're uncertain, you can always reach out to law enforcement with questions. Coffee with a Cop is scheduled in Wood County for next week. You can join members of the Wood County and Portage County Sheriff's Offices for coffee and conversation on February 6th at 8 a.m. at Kellner Cafe in Wisconsin Rapids. There's no agenda or speeches. This is an opportunity to sit down with officers, ask questions, tell them about your concerns, and get to know each other. That's February 6th at Kellner Cafe. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day and a new week. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. 8:04 on the clock. Got your host, James J. behind the mic. I am joined by our head of news, Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
Our head of production, Seth Habhager.
Good morning.
And our head of everything else, all of you. The best listeners to radio. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We got our weather lady right now with us. Brittany's joining us as she does to kick off every morning. Brittany, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you enjoying this spring break weather?
Yeah, I've got shorts on, a tank top, looking to play some volleyball. Yeah, I'm all in.
Seriously, I saw a guy running yesterday in shorts. At first, I was shocked, and then I remembered, oh, yeah, it's mild out. Go figure.
I saw a very similar thing this weekend, and before I could be shocked, I remembered, oh, yeah, it's Wisconsin. That is what we do around
here.
Yes,
both folks.
Brittany, is it shorts weather the rest of the day today, or what is it looking like?
You can probably rock the shorts for probably 10 to 15 days if you wanted to be honest.
So, oh, my goodness.
We've got about... Right? 2 week spring break right now.
We'll take it.
If only we had off of school to enjoy it,
yeah,
too, right?
Yeah.
Oh, goodness. Yeah, so today high temperature is climbing 10 to 15 above average. We should be at 25 degree high temperatures, but we're going to flirt with 40 again today.
Mm-hmm.
Which is awesome. We'll keep doing that all week long. And the warmest temperatures, if you're really wanting to rock the shorts and be wild Wisconsinite, Wednesday, 45 degrees.
Ooh, 45.
45.
Holy cow.
Is that a record, Brittany, or close to a record?
That is pushing record warmth, both Wednesday and Thursday. Ooh. Yes, we have records of about 43 degrees set for February 1st. So we could be tapping record warmth, but either way, we're going to enjoy it. The sun comes up by Wednesday. It's going to be bright and beautiful. We'll see mostly sunny skies on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. So all we have to deal with is a little Clipper system moving through tonight. It's going to be real quick, and what it's going to do is bring some spotty sprinkles this evening, which could flip to some freezing drizzle overnight, and a few flurries are possible tomorrow morning. So the last of the slick and slippery commutes will be tomorrow morning, and then we're looking decent for the next 2 weeks. Mm. We stay above average, and we stay pretty dry, too.
Mm. Not bad. Not bad. Right. Brittany, we appreciate the update and keeping our listeners informed and up to date on Mother Nature. Thanks so much for the time. We'll hang out again tomorrow.
Sounds good. Have a great day.
You too.
Thanks, Brittany.
The best in the business right there, Brittany Morlow, joining us with our weather as she does every morning to kick our show off. Mm-hmm. Big shout out to Brittany. Appreciate her doing that and putting up with me, of course. Yeah, a little bit of both. You guys know something about that.
I don't know what you're talking about.
No idea. No clue.
Got a couple hours of them putting up with me along with the rest of you. It's something you all have in common. Mm-hmm. We've got some great things coming up.
What we're constantly looking for.
We're bringing people together around here.
Yeah.
That's what we do. We're going to get into some fun things coming up. We've got convenience stores and something very interesting going on with them that we have to touch on. I'm a little surprised we actually haven't heard about it sooner. Mm. People wanting to retire at 40, and who's looking that up?
That could be people in their 50s?
Right. Yeah. Right.
Darn, I missed it.
Way to go, Seth.
We don't just have a birthday and anniversary club coming up. We have the El Cafe birthday and anniversary club coming up.
New sponsor.
We are so excited about this. A big shout out to our friends over at El Cafe at 221 Market Avenue, right in beautiful Port Edwards. Mm-hmm. They open their doors at 7 a.m., so they're going to be open already when we kick off our show.
That's right.
It's going to be a really fun thing. Want to send a gigantic shout out to our friends over at El Cafe. Amazing people, wonderful people over there. You can't have a bad time over there. You can't.
Nope.
It's wonderful. Just a wonderful spot. Head on over there. It's a nice atmosphere for great dining, whether it is in the morning or in the afternoon, whatever you're looking for, and a great menu. Nice menu, nice variety over there. The only thing that tops all that is the people running it. Go ahead and check out our friends over at El Cafe. And a big thank you to them for sponsoring the Birthday and Anniversary Club.
Yeah.
Very excited about that. Shout out to Ashley. Nice work, Ash. Good work.
Yeah, thank you, Ashley.
Appreciate that. We got to kick off on the Sunrise Show today, our sponsor from the Ground Up Coffee Shop.
Yeah.
Big shout out to them. That's been fun.
Coffee.
I've been reworking the title a little bit. You guys would be late. You guys, the only reason you might miss being on the air with me over there is to just see me as my tongue is trying to do this, trying to figure this out as I'm going along. It's been fun. But we want to, we got plenty of more room, everybody. We have the kitchens open. We have Seth Aces Music. We have Director's Cut. We've got plenty of opportunities for you to advertise with us and to be a part of this team. Mm-hmm. And keep in mind, when you advertise with us, you've heard us talk about our sponsors. It's not like we just bring you up in one brief segment and that's it. You get your bang for your buck with
us. You do.
And we make darn sure of it.
100%.
Man. Oh, yeah.
Everybody is a part of this staff. And we may not have the biggest staff, but we have the best staff in radio. And our team makes darn sure that when you advertise with us and you're part of our team, we make darn sure you get your money's worth for it.
Oh, yeah.
Join us. Call up at our front desk, 424-1300, and be a part of the team. Mentioned the kitchen's open. That will kick off our 9 o'clock hour. Looking forward to that. Got a really fun one lined up for you today. I'm looking forward to it. I'm very excited about it. And we're also going to explain where it comes from and some of the details of that too, with the WBA awards and some of that. That'll kick off the 9 o'clock hour. A little bit of entertainment news for you, including some Super Bowl talk, but talk that Melissa will be able to join us for.
What?
Yeah. Super Bowl talk that even you will get to be able to get into, Melissa.
I don't know.
It's a stretch, I understand, but I think we can do it. I think we can pull it
off. Oh, give
it
a chance. You never know.
I heard somebody made it to the Super Bowl, and I was like, what?
God, okay. I envy that life so much. I really do. I really envy
not,
that.
Not having to keep up wouldn't it be nice?
It seems really nice. It seems really nice.
Yeah, it's a fantasy land I live in over here.
it seems all right to me.
It's better than our weird fantasy land.
Yeah. Very, very much weird. But I wanted to actually kick off our show. First, how's everybody doing? Melissa, do you have a good weekend?
I did. I had a couple extra days off, and so I got to go up and have a nice birthday in the cities, and then go visit some family up in Duluth. And yeah, I got to spend time with my nieces and my brothers. It was great.
Very cool. Good time.
That's wonderful to hear. Makes our hearts sing hearing that. You deserve it. And since you brought it up, I get to put you on the spot and make you embarrassed. Happy birthday again. Kevin's also happy. Kevin threw a happy birthday in there.
You know, he was mad.
I can imagine.
When we got home on Saturday. Oh, I'll bet. And he was mad at me all day Sunday. Dude did not even want to come by me. He sat on Aaron's lap. He was like staging protests.
Taunting you. I love it.
Yes. And Aaron was soaking it up. He's like, look at this. I'm number one now. Ha ha. See, I tried to stay, but she dragged me away from you, Kevin.
Yeah.
See, it was like this whole campaign going on over there. I'm like, yeah, I hate you both.
It's a political year. And you know, I don't blame Aaron for you know, taking advantage of that and leading into it and everything. It's smart. It's
got to get the votes somehow.
Got to get those votes. Really good to hear. Seriously, you deserve it. Very good to hear that you earned that time off. You're in time off, and good to hear that it went well. That's great, Melissa.
Yeah,
Seth, how was your weekend?
My weekend was here a lot because I don't know if you heard the crazy weekend the River Kings had. My gosh. Friday, it was a really good game. They came up on the short end, 4-3, but it was a very good game. On Saturday, they scored 9 goals on Saturday.
The River Kings are still scoring, everybody. They just scored another goal.
Our own Michael Comer had the call on that one. He did a great job on that, especially when you have a game when it's 9-2. And then last night, what a game between them and the number one team, Hudson Havoc. And they came out ahead 3-2 in the end of that. What an exciting game that was.
Sounds like it.
It's crazy.
We are going to be giving away tickets to the River Kings this weekend. Mm-hmm. And as a side note, I know that I'll be there this weekend, this Friday. I'll be at the game. I think Ashley's going to be down there with me. We're going to be handing out some stuff, handing out T-shirts and some things. We're going to try to get to as many games as we can as we get closer to the wrap-up of the regular season and get ready for the postseason, everybody. River Kings heading to the postseason. It's going to be fun. We're going to, I believe we'll talk with Coach Peckman today on playmakers. Randy Paul is going to join us as well as a side note to Seth so he knows he doesn't have to be here.
All right. Good to know. Yeah.
Randy will be here along with us, and we'll have the fourth period with Coach Peckman joining us. And to kick off our playmakers today, starting at 3, join us every Monday from 3 to 4. Big shout out to Quality Plus Printing, sponsoring that show. We'll have our friend Tyler joining us from the Rafters. We'll speak with him a little bit. Talk some Rafters baseball. Talk a little bit of Hot Stove and some of the things, some of the players coming to Wisconsin Rapids this spring for some Rafters baseball. Very excited about all that. It's going to be fun.
Rapids sports all day long.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, for an hour. But
for an hour. Yeah. So that'll be fun. Looking forward to it. And we'll be talking more about River Kings again, giving away tickets and building them up. Nice job by Coach and the team over the weekend. Great work, everybody. We need you, the listeners, to do some work, some great work.
All right.
We need you to share your love stories. Yeah, everybody. We're looking for your love stories. Call up and join the conversation.
James.
Yeah.
Stop talking like that.
Yeah, I should.
That's weird.
I should. Yeah, probably should stop that. Probably shouldn't do that anymore. But I can't help myself. We are looking
killing me over here.
We are looking for your love stories, everybody. As we're getting closer and closer to Valentine's Day, we want to celebrate you, celebrate love, and we're going to be able to do that with the help of all of you, the best listeners on radio. What you do is you call up either 715-424-2600 or join us on our WFHR Facebook page and post us your love stories.
Yeah.
We just want to hear how you and your significant other met. There are no wrong answers. Fun answers, romantic answers, crazy answers. They're all the above are accepted. And we're not going to necessarily pick this is the best love story. We'll throw our names in a hat and we'll pull a name out of there. You can't choose love. You can't choose the best love story out of all these or anything. It'd be difficult. We're looking forward to being able to do this. Also giving away a two-night stay at the Hotel Mead, along with some great gifts from our friends over at Family Natural Foods and One Rose Greenhouse. Big shout out to all of them who are a part of this great promotion, great celebration, celebration of love. It is an election year. We know what that means. Mm-hmm. We're all adults, and we understand the world we're in right now. What we're looking to do here at WFHR, really, it's civic media, is bring people together. We want to show you and remind you every chance we get how you have more in common with each other than not, that you are more alike than not, and we all got to live together.
Either way, we got to live together.
Yeah, yeah. And we're going to celebrate love every chance we get around here, and we're doing that with this great promotion. Join us and share your love stories with us, everybody. Get to the WFHR Facebook page or call up and join the conversation. We'd love to hear them.
All right.
A big shout-out again to the Hotel Mead, Family Natural Foods, One Rose Greenhouse. Buy local, support local. Appreciate all of our great friends being a part of this great event.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about you guys, but I'm looking forward to this. Yeah. This is going to be fun.
This
is going to be a fun one. I'm looking forward
to enjoy it a lot.
We'll go ahead and get these submissions, and as we get closer to Valentine's Day, we'll start reading them on the air.
Sharing them a little.
That should be a lot of fun. Looking forward to it. For right now, we're going to go ahead and take a time out. We'll come back and do some celebrating with the El Cafe Birthday and Anniversary Club on the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
It's another beautiful day. The folks at El Cafe in Port Edwards are ready to cook up some great food for your bellies and brew some hot coffee for your get up and go. For breakfast, why not try the El Cafe omelet with eggs, chorizo, cheese, tomato, onion, and peppers, plus fruit and toaster pancakes? For lunch, try the cheese curd burger with french fries or fruit. Why not start your meal with a cup or bowl of homemade chicken dumpling or chili? And for dessert, how about a slice of pie? It all sounds so good, you gotta get to El Cafe in Port Edwards. Taste the difference today. Valentine's Day is almost here, and on 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, we want to celebrate those once-in-a-lifetime relationships. Tell us how you met, struggles you've conquered, or what it is that makes them the one. Share your story on our Facebook page for a chance to win goodies, like a two-night stay at Hotel Mead or gifts from Family Natural Foods. This year, show your loved ones just how much they're loved, and maybe win a getaway on us. With love from 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
It's January, and it's that time of year when the air is cold and crisp. You go outside and decide you do want to build a snowman. You just love winter. You roll a giant snowball for the base, and you start building. You got some sticks for the arms and a hat for his head. You even have the carrot nose and the big button eyes. The chilly air lets you breathe in deep, and then you see it. A big brown puddle starts forming right under Frosty. Oh, oh, oh. That is so gross! What is that? It's your septic tank, and the air's not fresh anymore. Well, before old Frosty gets renamed Old Stinky for fouling up the neighborhood, you better call Crockett Septic. From Rome to Rudolph, Junction City, Grand Rapids, and Nakusa, all the way to Point Clover, Crockett Septic can handle your septic, holding tank, and porta-potty needs. Call Crockett Septic today at 715-712-3456. That's 715-712-3456. Crockett Septic, where the trucks smell like sweet cherry pie, because nobody wants to smell the other stuff.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Mostly cloudy and staying mild today as high temperatures soar to the upper 30s. More snow continues to melt and some spotty sprinkles roll in this evening. This could flip to some freezing drizzle early tomorrow morning, and then a few flurries are possible as well as winds begin to whip. Currently, it's 28.
It's time to do some celebrating with our great friends over at El Cafe with the Birthday and Anniversary Club. It's time to celebrate. We appreciate every one of you getting us these birthdays and anniversaries. Thanks so much for sending them over to us, everybody. Keep those birthdays and anniversaries coming. We want to celebrate with you because not only do we love celebrating every one of our great listeners out there, but we also like giving away things.
Absolutely. Yes.
We really, really love giving away stuff.
Free stuff, man.
Free stuff. It's why we all got into radio.
Well, actually, I didn't know that, but sure.
Yeah, right. We'll go with that.
Our new birthday and anniversary sponsor, Al Cafe in beautiful Port Edwards, is going to be giving away at the beginning of every month a $20 gift certificate to the shop.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Get on over there, get some great food on El Cafe just for having a birthday or anniversary.
That's good stuff, man.
And we are able to grab qualifiers throughout the month, and we'll draw them as we used to do. Same old when it comes to that, but a brand new sponsor and a brand new gift to be able to the win, everybody. So get us those birthdays and anniversaries. Send them to info@WFHR.com or james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. You can, of course, direct message us on our Facebook pages. Mm-hmm. And while you're there, go ahead and leave those love stories. Or for WIRI's Valentine's promotion, Red Flags singles. We're celebrating singles in Red Flag stories.
Dodge the bullet, yes.
Yeah, yeah. And you can include ones that involve me. Just so you know, you can include those. All of the above.
Wow, the phone's just lit up. I don't know what's going on.
People are get a whole bunch of contestants now. Get us those birthdays and anniversaries. We love celebrating with you. And keep in mind, you can call up and join the conversation during the segment here. If you forgot that birthday or anniversary, call us up. We'd love to hear from you. Yeah. Let's go ahead and get right into the celebrating. First, we got three possible names. Seth, I need a 1 through 3. And I need
all
a
right.
pen.
And you need a pen. Okay, there you go, pen. We'll go with 2.
All right, that gives us that qualifier. All right. So first up, we can wish happy birthday to Mark Grudman.
Happy birthday, Mark.
Happy birthday, Mark.
Mark's a good guy. Enjoy your day, Mark. Hope it's a good one for you. Mark, along with the next person we have here, people that I have met through WRCT, like you two.
Yeah, there you go. Wow.
Mark's a good guy. Enjoy your day, Mark. Hope it's a good one for you.
Mm-hmm.
We also wish a happy birthday to Jessica Cheeseboro.
Oh, happy birthday, Jessica.
Jessica, of course, if that last name sounds familiar, yes, she is the sister of Don, our good friend who runs the board from us still from time to time and everything. And if that name sounds even more familiar to some of you out there, maybe you, like myself, had Don and Jessica's dad, Don, as their music teacher.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Long-time music teacher in town.
Man, that man's patience, I cannot speak highly enough about his patience and how well he was able to help me learn music. Like, think about that. Think about teaching me music now, let alone me in sixth grade. big shout out to Jessica. Enjoy your day. Jessica, a great actress. Worked with her a number of times on the WRCT stage. Really have always enjoyed working with her. Just very similar to her brother, Don. Great colleague. Great teammate. And we wish a happy birthday to our qualifier, Debbie Folkowski.
Oh, happy birthday, Deb.
Congratulations.
Wishing you the greatest of days, Debbie. Hope it's a good one for you. And I've always loved that last name, Folkowski. It's a great name. It's a great name. Enjoy your day, Deb. Hope it's a good one for you. And maybe you will be the first one to win El Cafe's, our new sponsor, their giveaway.
Yeah.
Don't know. Got to be listening at the beginning of the month, which is right around the corner.
Yes.
It's kind of coming up.
Can you believe that?
That is crazy. of course, want to go ahead and dive into some celebrity names now. And let's see here. It's a thin list. Adam Lambert's 42, American Idol runner-up, right now touring with Queen, I believe.
Wow. Not a bad gig.
Not a bad gig. Not bad. It seems like, I have no idea in the numbers on this, just as an outside observer of American Idol, it seems like it's better to finish second or third. It really does.
For some, it seems to have worked out pretty good for him, right?
Well, it gets their name out there.
Yeah. For sure.
There's a couple of people who have won and gone on to do great things, of course, but for the most part, it seems like the people that come in second or third are the ones that are still around.
And somehow work out the deal, and shows you they still got talent.
Yeah, yeah. Let's see here. Johnny Lang is 43.
He's only 43.
Yeah,
because he was like, 10 when he's... Well, he
that's
10,
right, yeah, yeah.
He was a teenager when he first caught fire.
He can play.
Proud. Is he from... he's either from North Dakota or Minnesota, if I remember correctly.
One
of those...
Fargo, North Dakota.
Oh, he's from North Dakota.
Nicely
all
done,
right.
Nicely done, Mel. Yeah, yeah, he's good. He is good.
Mm-hmm.
That kid can play.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see here. Sarah Gilbert, 49. Hey, I like Sarah Gilbert. Darlene on Roseanne, creator and co-host of The Talk. I've always enjoyed Sarah Gilbert. Mm-hmm. She was probably my favorite character other than Dan on Roseanne.
Mm-hmm.
I'm John Goodman. I love John Goodman. So, but I really like Sarah Gilbert's character.
Cool.
I thought she was great. I have always enjoyed and loved this actress, and it's always interesting to me to not see certain people around anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Heather Graham is 54 today.
Wow.
Felicity and Austin Powers, the Roller Girl and Boogie Nights. She was in The Hangover, the original Hangover. Heather Graham, I always thought was a very well above average actor and did really good. And I loved the expressions on her face. I thought she was very good at comedy.
Mm-hmm.
Little surprised to not see her as much. Yeah. I don't know necessarily why that is, other than she is a woman over 30 in Hollywood, so you probably won't see her until she's old enough to play grandmas.
Yeah.
That, the way that they treat women in Hollywood.
Yeah.
But it is getting, I will, yes, very, very sadly enough, but I will say that there are becoming more opportunities and things are getting better. Why, just look at the Oscar nomination. Oh, wait a minute. No, don't look at the Oscar nominations. Oh, no, don't look at that. The things have not gotten that much better.
Oh, boy.
But she is from our, you know, Milwaukee's own.
That's right. Yep, yep.
Another Midwesterner today. Yeah, nice. Yeah, we'll take that.
Big fan of hers. And look forward to hopefully seeing her again out there. Let's see here. Edward Burns is 56. The Brothers McCullen, Sidewalks in New York, 15 Minutes, Saving Private Ryan. He's been in a bunch of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I think him and Heather Graham used to be together. Actually, I think they were dating. I feel like that'd be weird to have a birthday in common with your significant. I don't know if that'd be a good thing or a bad thing. I don't know. I don't know if that. Edward Burns, I was one of those guys too that was supposed to be like the next writer, director, actor, great.
Right, because he's done several movies too. He's directed and written
a lot of things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Still working. Just, just I don't think his star hit where I think a lot of people thought was going to.
Yeah.
The great, the wonderful Greg Louganis is 64 today.
Ooh.
USA. USA. I'm going to be honest about this. What did I share this because I love Greg Louganis. I thought he was an amazing athlete,
mm-hmm.
and as great as he was, promoting our country being a part of the Olympics, I think you can make the argument what he has done in his regular life is even more impressive and more mm-hmm. amazing. But I also owe Greg Louganis.
Huh?
I owe him bad. I think it was my junior year, my sophomore year in high school. We first started having to do swimming in gym class.
Oh, okay.
And I didn't want to do it. I was embarrassed. I did not think I looked good without a shirt on. I did not want to get in that swimming pool. I was embarrassed. I didn't know what to do. So I went to my teacher and I talked to them about, I'm not that comfortable with this. And like a year or two before, I had fractured and tore my ankle and my ACL and MCL and all this stuff. So I said, I don't feel comfortable getting in the pool with a bad ankle. So my teacher, who had to have seen right through this, is like, okay, fine, you don't have to do this. I won't give you a failing grade if you just do a book report on a great famous swimmer or something like that. So I chose Greg Louganis and I did a report on it, got an A, passed the class.
There you go.
Thank you, Greg Louganis, and thank you to that wonderful gym
Greg
teacher.
Greg Louganis
it's almost like that gym teacher's worked with teenagers before.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Great guy. Great teacher. Let's see here. Judy Norton Taylor is 66 today. Mary Ellen on Will Walton's.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. 66 for her.
Good night, John Boy.
Wow. Good night, Mary Ellen.
The great Oprah Winfrey is 70 today.
Wow.
They don't get much bigger.
No.
They don't get much bigger than Oprah. Whatever you want to talk about.
Honestly, can't believe she's 70. Like, it seems like she should be older than that, but she looks younger.
I was going to say she does not look 70.
No.
She
does
not.
We just saw her at the Golden Globes or something like that. Yeah, I would not have guessed that. I would not have guessed that in a billion years.
I saw an ad for the Grammys last night, and so they were going through all the guest stars, all these musicians and stuff, and then the last one was Oprah Winfrey. I'm like, Wait a minute.
Yeah. What?
Why is she right? Guest on the Grammys? Has she released music? I don't know. Maybe she has. I just don't know about it.
This is how big Oprah is. It doesn't matter. Like, it could be the Arbor Awards. And if Oprah wants to be there, yes, Oprah, please. Yeah, come on over. I feel like it's kind of gotten lost in the shuffle with how big her name is, how big her production company is, her magazine, her book club, her channel, man. Oprah started from the ground up, man, and built every single thing she has done of Harpo Productions on her own back with her team.
Mm-hmm.
She started this with in a lonely studio in the north side of Chicago, and continued to, no matter how big she got, put into that city, put into the area, and take care of the people that worked at that place.
Mm-hmm.
And it is completely underrated what an amazing interviewer she is. Like, when she's really working at it, when she's really all locked in, you go back and watch some of her interviews, and her her choice of questions, her follow-up questions, her pace is perfect. She didn't get here because she was overly charismatic or overly likable or overly beautiful or some other note. She got here because of all of the above. Like, and she's good at it all.
She was just really good on television.
And I'm not even a gigantic Oprah fan. I just believe in giving credit where it's due.
Right.
And she started as a news anchor.
Yeah.
She started after from college. The bottom. Yeah.
So she really worked her way up.
She sure did.
I vaguely remember her being a news anchor in Chicago on I want to say not on WGN, but another channel, another station she was at.
Yeah, this says Baltimore, so I don't know.
Okay, maybe not. Yeah. I was pretty little.
Yeah, you would have been pretty young.
Charlie Wilson from the Gap Band is 71. Dropped a bomb on me. Love the Gap Band.
That's a great song.
But it's good. Tom Selleck is 79. His mustache is 42.
Yeah. Again, he's almost 80 years old.
Yeah.
Does not look it.
Doesn't look. Oh, my God. I hope I look that good at 79.
He looks really good.
If I make it to that age, man, I hope I look half as good as his mustache, let alone how Tom Selleck looks.
His hair is still nice. And oh, man.
It's got to be the most famous mustache in TV history.
It's got to be one of them, man.
Yeah. Between Magnum and the Blue Bloods has had like a 10, 15-year run. And credit to him. Also had some great work on the show Friends, I guess. He was popular on there, too.
Oh, that's right. Yes. Oh, wow.
Guys, Quigley Down Under.
Oh, yes. Oh, thank you, Melissa. Oh, don't want to forget that one. Nicely done. Tommy Ramone would have been celebrating a birthday today, born in 1949. Ramone's original drummer.
Not his real name.
No. John Forsythe, born on this day in 1918, passed away in 2010. The voice of Charlie on Charlie's Angels. He's also Blake Carrington in the original Dynasty. Interesting career for John Forsythe.
And if you want to go slumming a little bit, go to the 1960s movie Kitten with a Whip.
Oh, my God. Oh, wow. Kitten. I forgot about
and he
that
is
one.
And he's the main character in that one, too.
I forgot about that one. Wow. Deep cut. Nice.
Anne Margaret in a really interesting role.
Oh, yeah.
It's a weird movie. I got to say, it's a weird movie.
It's a lot of those back then, at that time, at that era. They were really taking some chances with film at that time. A couple more people no longer with us, like the great W.C. Fields, born on this day in 1880. William Claude Duncan Field was his real name. One of the early comedic acts.
It's not a fit night out for man. Nor beast. That was one of his lines.
Great line.
He was a great ad-libber, too.
Yeah.
If you listen to some of his radio appearances, oh, God, he was so fast. He was funny.
And born to this day, Moses Cleveland, born in 1754, passed away in 1806, founder of Cleveland, Ohio. And that's it.
And they named it after him.
Yeah, that's all Moses ever did was found Cleveland. That's it. No, I don't know.
He's got a statue. Lawyer, politician, soldier, and surveyor.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
But when the city was named, they spelled his last name wrong. The correct spelling would be C-L-E-A-V-E-L-A-N-D.
Oh, Cleveland.
Yeah.
Instead of E-V-E.
Oh, wow.
Interesting.
So they named it after him, but they spelled the name wrong. Oh.
Interesting.
Jeez. Must have been a water tower they were trying to spell right. And they got it wrong. And
too many letters. This is
we're not
going to
change it.
Happy birthdays to Mark Goodman and Jessica Cheeseboro.
Happy birthday.
And a happy birthday to our qualifier, Debbie Falkowski.
Happy birthday. Congratulations.
Enjoy your day, all of you. Have a great one. And get us more of these birthdays and anniversaries, everybody, so we can celebrate with you and you can celebrate with us and our great friends at El Cafe. A big shout out to them joining the team.
Our new sponsor.
Yeah. Woo. Join our friends over at El Cafe at 221 Market Avenue in beautiful Port Edwards. Their doors are open right now. Stop on by and make sure to check out their Facebook page. Keep up to date on all the great things that they are doing. Take a quick time out. Get to our state and local news. We'll be back with more fun in the morning show at WFHR.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers is touring Wisconsin today to talk up his task force on the healthcare workforce. It's an initiative he announced during his State of the State speech last week. There are stops in Neenah, Wausau, and Fenimore, just to name a few. The governor's office says he'll also talk about efforts to address the challenges facing Wisconsin's healthcare worker shortage. Doctors are urging young people to get vaccinated against human papillomavirus, or HPV, which is linked to cervical cancer. Dr. Monica Wells practices internal medicine.
It's vaccine-preventable cancer, which is pretty exciting when we discovered this in medicine and medical history, because a vaccine that can prevent cancer is phenomenal.
The CDC recommends young people get the vaccine at age 11 or 12. January is Cervical Cancer Awareness Month. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The average price of gas in Wisconsin rose 3 cents per gallon in the last week. The average across the state is $2.73 today. That's around 2 cents higher than a month ago, but over 53 cents lower than this time last year. Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy, said oil prices are at their highest level since November, due in part to cold weather shutdowns, recent GDP data, and new attacks in the Red Sea. He said we can expect to see larger increases later this month. There's only a few days left in January, but there's still time to take action. January is Radon Action Month, and the Wood County Health Department would like to help. Radon is odorless and invisible. It can leak into homes through the foundation. You can pick up a radon test kit for $5 at the Wisconsin Rapids Health Department office or the Marshfield City Hall. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
It's on to the Super Bowl. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the 49ers and the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. San Francisco down 24-7 to Detroit, but came roaring back in the second half to beat the Lions 34-31. The Chiefs upset the Ravens 17-10 in Baltimore. It's the fourth time Kansas City's back in the Super Bowl in the past 5 years. Quarterback Patrick Mahomes.
It truly is special. You never know how many you're going to get to, if you're going to get to any.
College basketball, the Badgers head to Nebraska this Thursday after beating Michigan State over the weekend. Marquette down Seton Hall 75-57 in Milwaukee. One of the fans in the stands, Packers quarterback Jordan Love. The Bucks are in Denver tonight to face the Nuggets with their new head coach, Doc Rivers, introduced over the weekend and was asked, why did he come back at the age of 62?
I was bored. You know, I'm not kidding. I was bored.
Do you feel like you still have something to prove?
I don't know I have anything to prove except for I want to win. I like winning.
That's Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Say it with me, the Bucks in six. And you can catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on locally grown radio, WFHR, 1320 AM, 97.5 FM. Your station for the Milwaukee Bucks. Your hometown radio refreshed.
In Iraq, our truck hit a roadside bomb. I had about 16 surgeries on my hand so that I could regain function. And when I came home, I needed a new roof due to a storm. And my electrical was deemed unsafe. And I was about to lose homeowners insurance as well. I didn't really know where to go in order to get help. And so I applied for Operation Homefront Critical Financial Assistance Program. They've really been a blessing. Operation Homefront is a safety net. A lot of veterans, they fall through the cracks sometimes. And Operation Homefront, they catch us. It's been a blessing to us. It's a blessing to other veteran families. And it's good to know that when we come home, there are people who are there that care about us and want to see us do well and want to see us succeed. And we feel it and we appreciate that. I would say you guys are angels behind closed doors.
Visit OperationHomefront.org to learn more.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Mostly cloudy and staying mild today as high temperatures soar to the upper 30s. More snow continues to melt and some spotty sprinkles roll in this evening. This could flip to some freezing drizzle early tomorrow morning, and then a few flurries are possible as well as winds begin to whip. Currently, it's 28.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR. Locally grown radio. Seth, Melissa, and James with you. We hope you're having a great day out there. Thanks for kicking your week off with us here at WFHR. Show me, show me, show me. Little Cure to play us in. Interestingly enough, love song from The Cure. which we want to hear your love songs, your love stories. Join us over at WFHR's Facebook page. Get us your love stories, your origin stories of how your love began. I will not talk
Please
in that
not
voice.
Your own origin story, though.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yours, not your parents.
Your parents, yes, yes. We yeah. it's a PG page and it's a PG show. Let's keep that in mind, everybody. Join us at WFHR's Facebook page. We'd love to hear your love stories. Get in on that great contest we got going on. I'd love to
get
hear
yourself
them,
everybody. A free night stay at the Hotel Mead plus other things.
Yeah, nice.
That's a little bit for couples that have already established their relationship and kind of built something up. Maybe you're single, though. Maybe you're looking for something to do. And I mean, when you're single, it's not easy, even if you live in a major city, of meeting people. It's hard. It's hard to meet people. It's hard nowadays.
It is.
It's not easy. And you do what you got to do. You meet people where you got to go. Sometimes it's at the axe throwing or a singles event, or sometimes it's at a gas station nightclub. Wait, what?
What?
Yeah, yeah.
What?
Most roadside convenience stores don't want you using their restrooms, and, well, this feels mutual. But one main chain is making their bathroom more fun. Six Hop Shops locations in northern Kentucky, similar to our Quick Trip, a pretty popular gas station chain.
Yep.
So Hop Shops locations in northern Kentucky have installed big red buttons in their bathrooms with a sign saying, "Do not push this button." But there's also an image of their mascot, Hopper the Frog, winking, which signals that you could push the button.
Of course.
If you do, it temporarily turns the bathroom into a dance club. including an actual disco ball and music that pops down.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my goodness. I love it.
A manager says the disco party bathrooms have gone viral on social media, and they're such a draw that people are coming just to go to the bathroom.
The downside to all this, yeah.
She even says, quote, "I had a 60-year-old woman who came out of the restroom and told me it was the best day of her life." And a woman proudly says she celebrated her 20th birthday by visiting all six Hop Shop disco bathrooms.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
It's starting to get sad now, isn't it?
Maybe a little bit.
The idea has to do with something unique to bring people in, and hopefully they'll make purchases while they're there. They started by trying in one location last year, and it was such a big success that they incorporated it in all six of their locations.
Wow.
I can't imagine how the difficulty it is nowadays of in the convenience world of trying to get people to come to your place. Everybody's trying to do something, mm-hmm. and every business could use more business.
Of course,
there are very few people out there who are not looking for more ways of getting more traffic.
Right.
This is one of the more unique ideas I have heard of.
That's thinking outside the box. You know, I really enjoy that.
What is the one big thing you hear about people when they talk about, when stopping on a road trip?
Mm-hmm.
You want a place that has a clean bathroom.
Yep,
that's true.
Well,
very, very true.
You also, why not throw it also, hey, party in the bathroom.
It's not bad.
Way most bathrooms are built, the acoustics in there are really interesting. So there's a lot of echo and stuff.
Yeah.
So it
yeah.
makes a good, nice dance club venue, you know. So
next up, guys, karaoke in the bathroom.
See, this is what I want to know is what's the evolution of this? What's the next step in this? I like the idea of this becoming so big that because right now it's a bathroom that has a disco party in it. I like the idea of it turning into a disco like tech where where's the bathroom? We got rid of those. Well, there wasn't room for them.
You know, this almost sounds like the Japanese would come up with something like this.
Yes.
Are they mad? Mm. Now they have to figure something out that's like even crazier than this.
It feels like everything we do when it comes to these kind of things, Japan just goes, hold my beer.
Yeah.
Things that they did they've been doing for a long time. I'm with you here, Seth. Maybe this is our chance to start. You think you could do weird, look at us.
See, it would be natural because at convenience stores in Japan, you can buy anything. Yeah. You can buy underwear there if you need it. You can buy anything you want. I'm like, man, they got to up their bathroom game, though.
Yeah.
They got to get some disco balls going on.
I like this. I don't know if it's enough to make me want to, like, you know, just go to all six locations. I don't know about that.
That might be a bit much.
I do like the niche of it. I think the fun of it.
Yeah.
I would love to see gas stations try to incorporate something like this. I can't imagine what Quick Trip would do. I don't know if the discotheque thing would work in Wisconsin. So I'm trying to think of all of a sudden, not a disco ball comes down.
Pac-Man.
But yeah. Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, I like that. I like that.
Oh man.
A giant discotheque like cheese curd. No, that doesn't.
The cow moo.
It just that, yeah. Or it's a bar. You walk in and the bathroom's actually just a bar.
You know, there was a bathroom that I was in here in Wisconsin. It's at a supper club, and it says there's a peephole.
Oh.
And it's got a little cover over it. And if you move the cover to look through the peephole, an alarm goes off.
Yep.
That you can hear throughout the entire restaurant.
Whoa. Oh, is that good? Oh.
It's rather funny.
That's hilarious. The first place that I heard had that in Wisconsin was actually the famous Safe House in Milwaukee.
Mm. Oh, really?
They have something similar there as well. Yeah.
That's hilarious. We need more of those.
Yes.
That's hilarious. It needs to, like, for the gas station, that same thing, though. The gas station, if somebody's in the bathroom using it and they hit the button, it's got to let people know in the convenience store.
Exactly.
And the disco ball's got to come down in the convenience store, too.
There you go.
That's what I think
the
they
whole
need to
place
do.
Into a dance party. Yeah.
We'll go work on that, and we'll be back with more fun on The Morning Show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's topical.
Oh, no! Oh! Oh, we've been whammed! We apologize to our wonderful, wonderful listeners.
To all our listeners. This is the first time I've heard this song this year, so, yeah.
Okay, almost made it to the 19th. I don't know, do we decide if that counts or not?
Yeah.
I think it does.
It's random.
It's
according to Seth's rules, it counts.
Weekdays from 8 to 10, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Smiles are powerful. They spread joy, laughter, and hope. But not everyone gets a fair chance at a smile. Every 3 minutes, a baby is born with a cleft, making it difficult to talk, hear, eat, and even breathe. In America, most children with clefts receive immediate care, but others around the world may never have access to the surgery they need to thrive. Smile Train is changing that. As the world's largest cleft charity, our sustainable model has sponsored more than 1.5 million smiles. We offer training and financial support to local medical professionals so they can provide life-changing surgery and other essential services at no cost to families.
It's more than to see these children, to hear the difference that we make. And for me, being born with a cleft lip and palate, knowing what they went through, is so life-changing for me.
Help us change the world one smile at a time. To learn more, visit smiletrain.org/learn.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. We want to hear from you there, too. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Mostly cloudy and staying mild today as high temperatures soar to the upper 30s. More snow continues to melt and some spotty sprinkles roll in this evening. This could flip to some freezing drizzle early tomorrow morning. And then a few flurries are possible as well, as winds begin to whip. Currently, it's 28.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got to hit that horn section. Got to get out of the way, let the horns do their thing. Seth, Melissa, and James here with you. We hope you're having a fantastic day out there. Let's go ahead and see what's on your mind. Good morning. You're on the air. I was afraid of that.
Oh.
Yeah, I
was afraid of that.
Yeah, that was on a different channel. I've never seen that before.
I've never seen that one pop up, so I thought I'd go ahead and just try it live on the air. It did not work.
That was
I'm not sure what that was, but we'll figure it out.
Never seen it before. Anyway.
Feel free to call up and join us, 424-2600, 424-2600. You call up and join the conversation. Let's dive into this one, and especially, you know, you might want to listen to this before you call up. We have four phone habits that might be signs of anxiety.
Ooh, interesting.
We're all probably on our phones way too much, and while some of us use our smartphones worry-free, most of us don't. So here are four phone habits that could be signs of anxiety.
Okay.
And I think things to keep in mind from your perspective. This is going to be different for everybody, I would think.
Of course.
Number one on the list, doom scrolling. That's when you constantly search for disturbing news, even though that news never makes you feel any better. This could be both a sign of anxiety and even the cause of your anxiety in the first place.
Ooh, doom cycle is right. I mean, you get caught in that. It's hard, man.
It's incredibly important to stay informed. It's incredibly important to be up to date on this world that we live in. That comes with a barrier, I would say. I don't know about you, Melissa, how you handle this, but I know for me, over the last 7-8 years, I've started my morning pretty much every morning the same way. I hit the news. What did I miss overnight? What's going on? What is the breaking news? What is coming up today? What can I expect, et cetera, et cetera? And I go to multiple news sources for these things. And I need a palate cleanser before I'm even on the air. In the morning, after all of that, I give myself so much of that. Late tonight, or if I have a chance to unwind and I'm working on grading or I'm doing something like that, and there's breaking news, okay, I'm seeing it, but I'm not feeling it. I'm reading about it. I'm not using my feelings on it. I'm not saying that this is easy to do or that I pull it off every time, but I think it helps to be able to look at these things without so much emotion and more data, more fact, more. If you look at the answer of 2 + 2 = 4, you don't get a lot of feelings from that. You're just looking at it and taking in the data. That's how you have to try to treat these things and these stories. It's important to scroll. It's important to keep informed. It's maybe more important your own mental health.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the other thing that I always do is kind of second double check every headline.
Oh yeah.
Like, oh, okay, this place is saying this. Is anybody else also giving that same information? Because I kind of take most headlines nowadays with a grain of salt, to be honest, because they want you to click on it. They want you to come and read their article. Mm-hmm. But so they're going to put the most clickbait headline they can.
Provocative. Whatever they can find.
Something to get your attention. Mm-hmm. And it's the fringe sometimes of what the article's actually about. So I don't get too overexcited about anything anymore. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Maybe I'm just becoming numb.
I hear you there.
Life.
Well, think about how it used to be when, you know, like newspapers or the evening news were our primary source. That was on, like, you get, like, the daily paper, even like the weekend paper. You'd read the news and then you'd put the paper away.
Mm-hmm.
And then that would be it. And then you'd say, I've got other things to think about.
Unless you got together with friends and had a conversation about it. Yeah. But otherwise, no, you're not constantly adjusting it.
Or you watch an hour of news in the evening and they, you know, sure, there was a lot of doom and gloom then too. I'm not saying there wasn't. But after it's done, you're done. You don't have a chance to keep looking at it.
As long as we're talking and going old school here, can we get back to not telling everybody who you voted for? Can we get back to that too? Like, I care that you
secret
vote.
Ballot?
I don't care who you voted for. I don't care. It's not your sports team. It's not. I mean, get over it.
Yeah.
Quit attaching your identity to these things. Just be your own human being. Doom scrolling is something to be careful of. I think a lot of people fall into that one.
And it's addictive. It really is.
Absolutely.
Scrolling in itself is addictive, whether it's puppies and kitties and, you know, people falling off buildings, or if it's, I don't know, it depends on what you're
It's important to keep that in mind.
Yeah.
Avoid people by avoiding people by using your phone is number two on this list. Have you ever acted like you were on your phone to avoid talking to someone? If you're avoiding real life interactions in favor of your phone, it could be a sign of anxiety.
Mm.
Or just being on the L train in Chicago.
Or sitting alone in a restaurant not wanting people to come up and talk to you.
But you're usually not pretending. You're actually on your phone doing something.
Those are all noteworthy things. And I guess a sign of anxiety, but I this one seems a little tamer than compared to the top one there.
Yeah, yeah.
Not that I take any anxiety.
Well, but if you're at family functions doing that,
right.
Or, you know, places where you want to be, you should want to be interacting with others.
Yeah, yeah. The inability to put your phone down. If you have trouble separating from your phone, especially at times when you don't need it, this can be a point of anxiety, like when you're exercising, going to bed, or in a work meeting.
Mm-hmm. Work meeting. Mm.
Yeah.
And you're doing something not work-related on your phone?
Interesting.
That could be a warning sign for a lot of things. Yeah.
I years back, when my Nana passed away, I missed the phone call that had happened. And I didn't find out until like about a half an hour later or whatever. It seemed like a gigantic difference. But by that point, the majority of my family had known, and I wasn't able to reach out to my dad, his mom, and talk to him about his mom passing. I missed the window. And ever since then, I have to have my phone near. Mm. And at night, it's at full volume. I'm not missing a phone call. Like, how many times I've had that happen since then, which happened almost 20 years ago? Like, once, twice? Like, that's it. But I can't stop myself. I actually have a little of this, I think. To a degree.
Yeah.
Well, I think we've become so reliant on our phones for so many things. Like, think about if you misplace your keys or your wallet or your phone. All three of those things cause instant panic.
That's a good point.
It's a really good point, yeah. And finally on the list, panic when your phone isn't working. Nicely done, Melissa.
What points, a segue. Points, wow.
Melissa. If you feel super nervous or panicky when your phone dies or doesn't have Wi-Fi, it could be a problem. This doesn't include people using their phones for safety. It's more of a red flag if you're freaking out because you can't access Instagram or something like that.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
I don't know what people are saying on Facebook right now.
What are people wearing? I can't find out. Who
what do they think
in?
About things?
Somebody checked in somewhere and I can't find out on Facebook.
I have notifications I can't see.
I got to find out how do I know this person? Because we're like these 6 degrees of separation, like because you have two mutuals with this person.
Right.
I have a couple people that wish me a happy birthday and I'm like, oh, thank you.
who is this?
I don't know who you are.
Seems to happen
a lot.
Well,
and sometimes people change their name on Facebook, and it's like, well, okay, I recognize the first name, but I've got to go look at pictures to see if I remember the face.
You know, something else that's not on this list that I think would be interesting to find out, something that one of the reasons I'm not on social media is because when I had a Facebook page, I would go on Facebook, you know, just to get used to it and stuff like that, and I realized the longer I was on Facebook, the more anxious I got.
Yeah. Mm.
And I was very aware of it. It was very strange.
Yeah.
It got to the point where, first of all, I was, you know, I was very not interested in Facebook and all their junk that keep going on with them, you know, and all the crazy privacy issues and all that. So I'm like, I'm out of here. But there was that too. I mean, it just being on social media created anxiety in me.
Mm.
And I'm like, wow, I wonder how many people are like that. Yeah. That are out there.
Yeah.
So, you know, something else to consider.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so much societal pressure to be on social media.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my friends pressured me to get on there when, you know, years ago. Because I was like, well, they were like, we can't communicate with you if you're not on here. I'm like, well, yes, you can. You have my phone number. Like, you know where I live.
It's such a weird thing.
Was
but you're
texting
right.
now out? You can't do that either?
Apparently not.
I go through a weird thing where when I have my phone break or it's not working, where I do have a couple moments of panic and then the relief kicks in.
Yeah.
And like, well, I would love to be able to, you know, answer these things, but I can't. You know, I'd love to be able to help, but can't.
Sorry.
It's like that whenever you get into a place where you have no signal.
Mm.
You're like, oh, the relief of I don't have to worry about
no
that thing
going
on.
No one can find me.
Like, it's not the same as if I turn my phone off. Like, that I feel guilty from.
Right. No, you made a choice.
Right. But if it's out of my hands,
it's not your fault.
Look, I tried. I hit the bomb button. I'm hitting the on button. Nothing's happening. Can't do it. Sorry.
Seth, we need to get one of those things that like, kills James's phone.
Yes.
You know, like, what are they? EM pulse or whatever?
Yeah. Electromagnetic pulse.
Yeah.
And then James just, you know, has to take some time off.
Yeah, I can't. Sorry, my phone, it just won't work.
I love where you guys are working on that. Please get to work on that right now.
He's not doing it on his own, so we got to figure something out.
Let me know if I can help at all with that. We've got a great new contest going on with all of our friends over at Hotel Mead, Family Natural Foods, One Rose Greenhouse. We're looking for love stories, everybody. We want you to share your love stories with us. Jump on the WFHR Facebook page or call up and join the conversation at 715-424-2600 and get us your love stories. We're going to collect these right up until Valentine's Day and announce a winner. We've got some great prizes for you when it comes to that. For now, just get us those love stories. We'd love to hear from them. Again, go to our WFHR Facebook page, like the page. Keep in mind, that's also a great way to get in touch with us, whether you want to give us feedback on the shows here, or you have more questions about some of the things we do around here. Maybe you want to get us your birthdays and anniversaries. It's a great way to do so. Just type in your search bar on Facebook, WFHR, and like the page. We'll be back with more coming up. The kitchen's open right here on WFHR's Morning Show.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids 13.